We have been engaged in communication with the European Commission. The path forward for the suite of standards that we started to develop, that was shown at the bottom of the slide there, that I showed. The first one is the standard for the methodology for carbon footprint of production pathways and to production gate. So it's specific on the production technologies. We're developing a number of annexes, and one of the annexes, which will be informative, it will show a few examples, specifically in the context of Europe and RED II. But again, it needs to understand that we're just giving a method. So hopefully, these examples will help and provide guidance to European Commission how to use those in fulfillment of the requirements of the RED II. But it's certainly not a, it's just an illustration. The other thing which I didn't mention because it was too technical, but you may have noticed on the slide that there are two approaches on LCA. One is the attributional, the other is consequential. Since you...
As a co-product.
Yeah. Since you asked the question. So attributional is really the mandatory in that it's related to, as I said, specific supply chain of a specific product. Now, attributional approach is something that may be used by policymakers, since you asked about Europe exactly, because it looks at the system expansion and specifically in the core products. So when you get into the complexity of CCS or CCSU or oxygen, which have no energy value from the fuel perspective, you have to do the methods of allocation and then the system expansion. So that's exactly what the regulators may look at on the impact of emissions that are not part of specific product supply chain, but at some point they will be released if they are not fully sequestered. So this partially will address the requirements or help the regulators in Europe to use it for RED II implementation.
Just let me